This goes to Dr. Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, fax 616-754-9883. Regarding John Parr, P-A-R-R, date of birth February 21st, 1952. Dear Dr. Goodman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Parr with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of parathyroid adenoma that was surgically removed. His last visit was June 27th. His weight is stable. Since his last visit, he had a right carpal tunnel release done last month. It's not significantly improved yet, but the surgeon told him not to expect it to immediate relief, that it may take several months, up to a year before he finds maximal improvement. He's not been ill with COVID-19 infection and no hospitalizations for illness since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Norvasc Valsartan 10/320 milligram, one daily. Flomax is 0.4 milligram twice a day. He occasionally uses a muscle relaxer for back pain, 500 milligram, but that is rarely used. Lipitor is 10 milligram daily. Synthroid, 50 microgram once daily. Physical examination, weight is 229 pounds, blood pressure 101 over 63, pulse 85. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-5 of 2022. Albumin is 4.1, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal, creatinine 2.22 with estimated GFR of 31. Calcium 9.2 and albumin 4.0. Hemoglobin 15.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. And phosphorus is 3.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease without progression of illness. We would like him to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months, and he will follow a low-salt diet. 2, hypertension is well controlled on the Norvasc with Valsartan, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.